The special favor of Allah, friends of Allah. The special favor of Allah, friends of Allah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dearest Islamic brothers, viewers of Manin channel, once again we say marhaba, welcome to our silsila, the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And today, inshallah, we will be discussing a special topic. Of course, the friends of Allah and their love and passion for the Holy Quran. Yes, viewers of Manin channel, their love and the passion for the Holy Quran. First and foremost, let us hear a beautiful hadith Mubarakah in which yours and mine and the beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that Niyatul Mu'mini khayru min amalihi, intention of a believer is better than his action. So viewers of Manin channel, why don't we make some good intention? First and foremost, I'm making good intention. You also make some good intention, inshallah, that whatever we are doing here today is only and only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever we learn, inshallah, first and foremost, I make intention that I will be practical upon it. You also make intention, inshallah, that you will be practical upon it, and I will try to pass it on, and you also try to pass the message on to our fellow Muslims out there, inshallah. As for the blessings of salawat upon the blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, mine and yours and the universal beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam has mentioned, if a person recites 50 times Durud-e-Pak daily, 50 times Durud-e-Pak daily, our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam says, I will shake hands with him on the day of Qiyamah. Views of Madin channel, MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla, how lucky that person will be, SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, if we had to be shaking hands with the beloved and blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam on the day of Qiyamah. So inshallah Azza wa Jalla, why not we get used to this beautiful wazifa of reciting salawat, sending durood salam upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Minimum 50 times a day is not a difficult task. So try to become habitual, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. So inshallah Azza wa Jalla, Durood-e-Pak will be benefit for us in the dunya, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, in the qabr, and in the year after, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. As Shaykh Tariqat always gives us a beautiful wazifa of 330 times Durood-e-Pak daily. If a person recites 313 Durood Shari daily, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, inshallah Tabarakutala, he'll be written down as that person who had been reciting large numbers of Durood upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Inshallah Tabarakutala, we make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and all of us become habitual with reciting large numbers of Durood. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu wa ta'ala. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, in the past 7 episodes, we have been discussing various topics about the awliya Allah. Because this is the month of our Pirani Peer, Roshan Zamir, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Al-Baghdadi, Rahmatullahi Talay. So why not? At least we motivated to talk about this person and personality, then subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, it increases our iman. It creates a jazbah within ourselves. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, we hear more about the awliya Allah, it increases our iman, increases our passion, our jazbah, and we get closer towards worship, and we get closer towards Allah and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So, Quran, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, it is the last and final revelation of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the guidance to all mankind. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, it gives us solution to all our problems. No matter what type of problem you have faced in the dunya, no matter what problem you have, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, by you reciting the Quran, by you reading the Quran, understanding the Quran, understanding the translation, reading the tafsir, understanding the tafsir, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, Quran gives us guidelines for our life. So dear Islamic viewers of Madani channel, today we're going to learn about the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and their passion for Quran. What was their passion and their study of Quran? How, of course, definitely, as we said, they have a uniqueness about themselves in every aspect of their life. What is the karamat? What is the ibadat? What is the tilawat of Quran? What is durood e paak? What is ishq e nabi? What is ishq of Allah Azza wa Jalla? They have a unique quality. So you'll hear today about the unique quality, about the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla, pertaining to the recitation of the Holy Quran. Imam Nasiruddin, rahmatullahi ta'ala, a great wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, once he became very sick. And when he became sick, he fell into a state of unconsciousness, in a coma. So people could not even feel his heartbeat. People could not even see any movement in him. So they presumed him as a dead person. So all the dear relatives and friends, they got together and they, of course, made the ghusl for his body and they put a kafan upon him. Definitely they recited the Salat al-Janaza and they took the blessed body of this person and personality, Imam Nasiruddin Basti rahmatullahi, to the Kabastan. And when they took him to Kabastan, they put him in his grave, and of course after they covered him up. And after some time, Sayyidina Imam Nasiruddin Basti rahmatullahi, he became conscious, out of unconsciousness, he became awake. Upon awake, he realized that he was greatly shocked to see that I'm inside the qabr. I mean, all of a sudden you wake up and all of a sudden the darkness of the night, you feel and you see that you're inside the qabr. You're surprised to find himself buried, but he's alive. In a state of anxiety, he was shocked, he didn't know what to do. But subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, all praise is due to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Glorified be Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. This person, these pious personalities, Alhamdulillah, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala grant them wisdom, uniqueness, piety, istiqamat, love for worship. So what he started to do? He started to recall the narration in which he heard that whoever recites Surah Yasin 40 times in times of difficulty and stress, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will remove all his troubles and Allah Azza wa Jalla will grant him relief. So this wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he started to recite the Quran. And Surah Yasin, subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, is the heart of the Quran. If a person recites Surah Yasin according to one narration, he gets the reward of 10 Quran. Sawab of 10 Quran in his account. Yes, views of Madani channel. If a person recites one Surah Yasin, he gets the reward of 10 Quran. Sawab in his account. And if a person recites 3 times Surah Ikhlas, Alhamdulillah Azawajal, he gets 1 Quran Sawab in his account. Look at the beauties and the special blessing and mercy of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Nasiruddin Basti rahmatullahi, he started to perform recitation of the Surah Yasin, continued 1 time, 2 time, 3 time, 5 time, 6 time, 8 time, 10 time, it came to 30 time, 37, 38, 39, SubhanAllah Azawajal. At that time when he started reading and reciting 39th time of Surah Yasin, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, a kafan chor. In Urdu we say kafan chor. A shroud thief, person who steals the kafans from the people, he began to dig and open the grave because he wanted to steal the kafans. He went to one grave, he stole one kafan. He went to another grave, he stole another kafan. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, now it is such that this great wali's karama this is. It's Allah's special grace and mercy upon this special person, Hazrat Sayyidina Nasiruddin Basti, rahmatullahi, that Allah Ta'ala sent this kafan chor to his kabar. And when he comes there, he starts digging. And while he's digging, subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, when he began to open the grave, he, rahmatullahi, with his divine insight, he became aware that the thief was about to open. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, he completed the 40th recitation of Surah Yasin. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, the kafan chor, he opened up the kafan. Immediately when he opened up the kafan, he opened up the box on the 40th recitation of Surah Yasin. When the thief looked inside, Allahu Akbar, he was startled to see the scene of this person personality, Imam Nasiruddin rahmatullahi ta'ala. And when this kafan chor saw him, immediately he shouted, he screamed out, Yusuf Manin Channel. And he fell down and died immediately. out of fear. So Imam Nasiruddin, Rahmatul Ali, now he thought to himself, this person died, seeing me coming alive, out of fear he died. Now what is going to be the condition if I walk in the middle of the night and start walking in the streets in my city? People also become terrified. Maybe somebody else will die. Maybe somebody else gets scared. Maybe something bad will happen. So Imam Nasiruddin, Rahmatullahi, thought and planned. The people become terrified. They become sad. They become scared. So he went in the night and he stood by each door on the street side. And he started screaming aloud that, I am Nasiruddin, Imam, your Imam. Nasiruddin Basti. I fell into a coma. And you thought I was dead. And you buried me, but actually I was not dead, I was alive. Oh, people of the city, I'm alive. So after that incident, Imam Nasiruddin, rahmatullahi, all the people, they gathered around him, they met him, and alhamdulillah, wa jalla. It's mentioned that after he finished this incident, Sayyidina Imam Nasiruddin rahmatullahi wrote a commentary on the glorious Quran. Subhanallah, dear Islam and viewers of Madani channel, have you seen the blessings of the recitation or the tilawat of Quran by this person and personality when Imam Nasiruddin rahmatullahi ta'ala regained consciousness? He started to recite Surah Yasin in the state of desperation. And subhanallah azza wa jal, which resulted in Allah ta'ala special rahmat, special mercy upon his qabr mubarak, and Allah ta'ala made means for his qabr to be opened because of the barakat and blessings of Surah Yasin. And subhanallah azza wa jal, with the special rahmat and mercy of Allah azza wa jal, alhamdulillah, qabr was opened, and Sayyid Nasiruddin, Imam Nasiruddin Basti rahmatullahi, he managed to come out of the qabr. Dear Islam brethren, the glorious Quran is a book of great blessings. Yes, indeed, a great blessing and favor of Allah Azza wa Jalla upon us. Allah Tabaraka has revealed to the blessed heart of His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam for the complete guidance, for complete success, for complete prosperity of all His bandha, all His servants, for all our difficulties, all our problems, all our direction, alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla. Allah Tabaraka in His infinite mercy revealed Quran Majid to His beloved and blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, it is enough for the majesty and the nobility of the glorious Quran that it is the kalam of Allah, kalamullah. It is the beloved word of Allah Azza wa Jalla. This blessed book is perfect from every aspect. It is revealed from Allah Azza wa Jalla. It is brought by Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam brings the verses down to the blessed and beloved personality, subhanallah azza wa jalla, and subhanallah azza wa jalla, beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam received the Quran Majid, mashallah azza wa jalla, and subhanallah, Quran Majid was revealed to the ummah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, meaning you and I, the nation, the ummah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Alhamdulillah azza wa jalla. The night in which the sacred book was sent down is the noblest of all. And the blessed language in which the book was revealed, the Arabic language, is the best language. And the locations wherein the noblest book, Quran Majid, glorious Quran, was revealed, is the most distinguished and most excellent places of the earth. And the glorious Quran is a divine revelation. It is a source of attaining closeness towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, subhanallah azza wa jal, which is a prescription and a model till the end of time, till the day of Qiyamah. It is the heart of all revealed books. In fact, it is the heart of all the revealed books. It is the source of all branches of knowledge. Quran and Majid, views of Madani channel. It is a collection of guidance. It is a bouquet of barakah, blessings. It is a source of excellence. And subhanallah azza wa jal, it is such a code of conduct of your life. If it's followed properly, all issues, all problems, all difficulties, all parishani, all musibah, all financial problems, all spiritual problems, all jinn problems, all jadu problems, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, will be solved by Quran and Majid. Through it, inshallah. It is such a nur, such a light, through which darkness and ignorance and illiteracy is removed. Such a light, such a nur, such a powerful nur, such a powerful light. Subhanallah azza wa jal. It is such a miraculous path which directly leads to the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, which directly leads towards Jannah. Allahu Akbar. It is such a great system of reforming and training which molds one into a role model, removing all evil practices and impurities. It's such a great tree that those individuals who sit under its shade, views of Al-Jannah. Those individuals who sit under the shade, its shade, attain inner peace, serenity. It is such a loyal and faithful companion that stays with you even in the cover and maintains its support for you even in the hereafter. Remedies for the hearts are contained in the glorious Quran. And one who only holds firmly on it will seek guidance, and the one who acts upon it will succeed in this dunya, in the cover, and in the hereafter. So dear Islamic viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, today we learned so many beautiful points about Quran and Majid, the blessings of Quran and Majid. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq and hidayah to recite Quran and Majid. Of course, when the Awliya Allah, whatever they do, Awliya Allah, they are unique. When Awliya Allah, whatever they do, whatever they say from their tongue, they are unique. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla. Even their recitation of the Quran is unique. MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla. It's Allah's special grace and mercy upon them. Allah's special rahmat upon them. Allah's special blessing upon the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the Awliya Allah. InshaAllah, the silsila is going on, and we're going to listen a few more narrations about the Awliya Allah SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla and their love for Quran and Majid. It's mentioned about Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad bin Ismail Bukhari rahmatullahi, that despite being busy a lot, the pleasure and delight of his worship was something to be followed. He, rahmatullahi alayh, had great love for the recitation of Holy Quran. Who? Muhammad bin Ismail Bukhari, rahmatullahi alayh. Lot of love and passion for Quran and Majid. In the nights of the sacred Ramadan, the blessed nights of Ramadan, subhanAllah, when we talk about the nights of Ramadan, you start to June, because why? All the Hufaz, all the Qura'ah, the Qaris, the Imams, they are reciting the beautiful Quran and Majid. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, millions, billions of people throughout the world, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, they are listening to the tilawat of Quran. So in the nights of the sacred nights of Ramadan, the Taraweeh, Salah, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, would recite 10 parts in Nafil. 10 parts in Nafil, and would complete the recitation of Quran in a third of the night. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal. Further, people would gather around him in the first night of blessed Ramadan, and he would recite the Holy Quran in front of them. Allah, viewers of Madani Channel, look at the passion of this great person and personality. His love for the Holy Quran can be judged from this narration, inshallah. We're going to talk about this parable. Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad bin Abi Hatim, rahmatullahi, said that once he, rahmatullahi, was invited by some pupils. So when he, rahmatullahi, went there, at the time of Zuhr Salah, he, rahmatullahi, offered this Salah with the people. And when he, rahmatullahi, started offering the Nawafil, he performed a very long Qiyam. And when he completed his Salah, he, rahmatullahi, said to some of his companions, raising one of the corners of his shirt, which he was wearing, "Look, there's something inside my shirt." When they saw inside the shirt, they found a small animal, small something that was stinging him. It bit him 16 to 17 places. They said, "Huzur, Ya Sayyidi, why didn't you stop offering the Salah when this animal is biting you and stinging you so many times? You never moved." He replied, "I started reciting a surah. I wished to complete it. Then I would perform salam. I didn't feel any pain. I didn't have any worry. But now after I complete the salah, I realize something is biting me and something is paining on my shoulder." These Islamic views of Manjah. Have you seen our Awliya Allah, the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla? They would love the recitation of Quran and Majid so deeply that even if any trouble and pain come to them, any trouble or pain comes to them during the recitation of Quran, they don't care actually. They don't bear any pain. They will not abandon the recitation of Quran, but rather they would like this thing that they love, that this they do the maximum amount of recitation of Quran. Surely the recitation of the Holy Quran has countless of mercy and blessings. Because the beloved and blessed Rasul alayhi salam said, "Recite the Holy Quran, because on the day of judgment it will become an intercessor for the reciters. So dear Islamic viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, we heard a beautiful narration about Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad bin Ismail Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala and his love and passion for the recitation of Quran Majid. I mean, they used to recite, really they used to recite the Quran. And Alhamdulillah, we also recite, but it's a great difference when the only Allah, the friends of Allah, they recite the Quran. Therefore, we should also recite the Quran as much as possible. Make it a habit. Make it a habit. We can form a habit and develop to build up this love for the Holy Quran. And inshallah, tabarakatuh, not only that, we build up the love for the Quran and its significance into our hearts, inshallah. Holy Quran is a great book. It's a matchless book. The Holy Quran is a clear evidence. And it's revealed nur, light. All the humans and jinns all together cannot bring any piece of work, an iota, a dot, like that of the Holy Quran. No duplication. Here's views of Madani Channel. The beauties of the Quran, you and I can't do it. It's done by none other than our Rabb Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, all the humans and jinns, as we say, they cannot bring any piece of work like the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran is Sirat Mustaqim and does not have any kind of crookedness. It's a straight path. But rather, it is extremely moderate and a safe book, a beautiful book, containing abundant advantages for its servants, whose responsibility of protection Allah has taken by Himself, the protection of Quran Majid. The Holy Quran contains the knowledge regarding the predecessors and the successors. The Quran is a guidance, it's a mercy, a good news, an advice, a source of healing for the Muslims. The Holy Quran is an extremely impressive and effective book, which after being heard, the heart of Allah-fearing people, Khawfi Khuda, start to tremble and they bewail after listening to the blessed verses containing the azab, the torment of Allah. As Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha said, when my respectable and beloved father, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu would recite the Holy Quran, subhanallah azza wa jalla, he did not have any control of his tears. That is, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq used to cry bitterly. So my dear Islam, our pious ancestors, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, special rahmat and mercy be upon them, they loved the tilawat of Quran. And they would recite the Quran with great pleasure and delight. In this regard, there is also another narration of our pious ancestors. Always we get some beautiful examples from the awliya Allah. Sayyidina Shaykh Bahuddin Zakaria Multani, rahmatullahi ta'ala, we always hear of those who have traveled to Multan Sharif, mashallah azawajalla. I remember those days when we used to go to Multan Sharif Ishtama, many years ago. Alhamdulillah azawajalla, we used to make the hazri at Shaykh Bahuddin Zakaria, rahmatullahi Multani. MashaAllah. He had an enthusiasm, a passion. This great wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla had an enthusiasm. He had a passion for the recitation of Holy Quran. And he would recite the Holy Quran every night. He was a Madani channel. Every night. One night, Sayyidina Shaykh Bahuddin Zakaria Multani rahmatullahi said to his friends, is there a person from amongst you who can offer two rakats and recite one complete Quran in one rakat? Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine the power of this person, personalities? We're talking about a Quran and Majid in one rakat. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyidina Shaykh Bahuddin Zakaria rahmatullahi ta'ala is asking. So no one answered. Nobody could have the courage to recite one rakat with the whole Quran. So everybody got in a ghabrat mode. They were shocked. What's happening? So Shaykh Bahuddin Zakaria rahmatullahi ta'ala, he stood up himself. And when he stood up himself, he started to perform the namaz. He started to perform the salah. In the first zakat, he completed the whole Quran in the first zakat. And subhanallah azza wa jalla, he decided Surah Ikhlas in the second zakat and completed the salah. What must have been the condition of that great person and personality and all the people that were staring there, they heard. Similarly, Hazrat Sayyidina Hassan Karabisi Rahmatullah Ali said, I spent many nights with Imam Shafi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. He said, I saw that Imam Shafi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali would offer Salah one third of the night and would not recite more than 50 verses. One third of the night and would not recite more than 50 verses. If he recited more, even then he would not recite 100 verses. And when they would the verse of the mercy of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala come, he, Imam Shafi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, would make dua for himself and for all the believers to remain obedient. And when he would recite the verse of Adab of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Shafi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, would ask for protection from it and would make dua to Allah Ta'ala for his and all the true believers' salvation. Viewers of Madani Channel, look at our pious saints, the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah Ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Their passion, their enthusiasm, their love for the tilawat of Quran. Sayyidina Yahya bin Sa'id Qatan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, was also a devotee of the Holy Quran. And he, Rahmatullahi, used to complete the Holy Quran between Maghrib and Isha Salah. Yahya bin Ma'in, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, has said that Yahya Qatan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, performed like this for Qiyam for 20 years. And he, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, used to complete one Quran every night without fail. And he did not abandon going to the masjid at the time of Zawal for 40 years consecutively. He never missed Salah with Jamaat. Ali bin Abdullah, Rahmatullah Ali, has said that we were present with Sayyidina Yahya bin Sa'id, Rahmatullah Ali, when he, Rahmatullah Ali, asked a person to recite the Quran. And this person started reciting Surah Ad-Dukhan. And when he started reciting the verse, Inna yawmal fasli miqatuhum ajma'een, translation from Kanzul Iman, indeed, the day of decision is the appointment for all of them. When he, Rahmatullah Ali, heard this, he fell over and started losing consciousness. His chest rose from the floor and he started rolling and tossing restlessly. And he, Rahmatullah Ali, then struck against the door, causing injury to his back and started bleeding. And when the females of the house saw this, they started screaming and they started crying. We came running and stopped. When we reached the door, we stopped. And he, Rahmatullah Ali, then slowly regained consciousness. When we entered the house, we found him repeating the same verse of the Quran Majid. Ali bin Abdullah, Rahmatullah, said, the injury he had received did not heal and he passed away due to the fear of Allah and the injury. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. May Allah have mercy upon him and may Allah Ta'ala forgive us without accountability for his sake. Dear Islamic brethren, it has been mentioned in this narration about Sayyidina Yahya bin Sayyid Rahmatullah Ali that he used to recite the complete Quran between Maghrib and Isha Salah. Perhaps Shaitan might put an evil thought in someone's mind that how is possible that the beloved Prophet Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said a person who recites Quran less than 3 nights, he has not understood it. Then how did this person recite Quran in such a short time between Maghrib and Isha, etc., 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 and they complete the whole Quran? Actually, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullah stated, the person who always completes a Quran in less than 3 days, he, due to the haste and of recitation, can neither understand the words of Quran properly, nor can they ponder over its apparent meaning. And he, Rahmatullah, then said, remember, it is stated for ordinary Muslims that if they recite Quran in a hurry, tongue gets folded, words are not properly pronounced. For the righteous people of Allah, commandment is different views of Madani Channel. Our beloved Rasul Ali Salatu Wasalam himself used to recite 5 and sometimes 6 parts of the Holy Quran in a single rakat of Tahajjud. Beloved and blessed Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasalam himself used to recite 5 and sometimes 6 parts of the Holy Quran in a single rakat of Tahajjud Salah. Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to recite the whole Quran in one night. Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam would finish the holy Zabur Sharif in just few minutes. Yes, Jesus Muhammad inshallah. Hazrat Sayyidina Ali, Karamallahu ta'ala, Wajhul Kareem, would recite the complete Quran before putting the bridle on a horse. Allahu Akbar, Allah. The author of the book of Mirqat, he said that Sheikh Musa Sadwani, Rahmatullah Ali, was one of the companions of Sheikh Abu Madian, Rahmatullah Ali. He would recite the complete Quran 70,000 times in one day and night. 70,000 times. Once after kissing Hajar Aswad in Kaabatullah Sharif, he reached the door of the Kaaba and he recited one complete Quran at the door of the Kaaba, and all the people around Kaabatullah Sharif, they heard the recitation of the Quran word by word clearly. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. Therefore, due to this hadith, my dear Islam, use of Madhya, nobody should have that satanic whispers. How is it possible they read the Quran in 1 hour from Tahajjud to Fajr, and within 2 hours or one night, or within one rakat and two rakat, they are completing the recitation of the Holy Quran, the whole Quran. These are actually satanic whispers. No objection can be raised against Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, Rahmatullah Ali, and the blessed companions, Ali Ridwan, who used to recite the whole Quran in one day and one night. It has been stated for general Muslims because they cannot recite the Holy Quran correctly if they go in such speed. So, regarding the recitation of the complete Quran and the manners of general saints have been different. So, many Islamic views of Madani Channel. Pious personalities, they are different. We, sinners like us, we are different. The normal persons are different. We cannot compare ourselves to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. There is no comparison to the Sahaba ikram alayhi salam. There is no comparison to the Awliya Allah, the friends of Allah. We are sinners. Yes, views of nature. We are sinners. May Allah Ta'ala make us pious. To the sadaqah of these pious personalities, Allah Ta'ala make us pious. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla. The Islamic views of nature. Now, the Islam offer you, in fact, not offer you, offers you many solutions to your problems. And one of the solutions of the problems the Islam offers us, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, to solve our issues, is Madrasatul Madina Balighan. A place where we can go being adults to learn Quran, no matter you're 20 year old or you're 50 year old, or no matter you're 60 year old or you're 80 year old or you're 100 year old. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, Dawud Islami has a system within its place, within its 12 Madani activities. One of the Madani activities is called Madrasatul Madina Balighan, whereby a person comes at a specified place, for example, at the masjid, and subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, they get together with a qari, and hafiz, an appointed person, imam sahab. They will teach us how to recite the Quran with the proper pronunciation, with proper tajweed, with rules and regulations. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, it is never too late, use a Madani channel. Please, get yourself connected to Dawud Islami, get to that madrasa, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, try to learn to recite the Quran with tajweed, with the proper rules and regulations of Quran. And inshallah, within a short span of time, 3 months, 5 months, 6 months, some people are faster, within 1 month, you will see yourself reading the Quran like you could not believe before. May Allah Tabarak shower a special mercy upon us, inshallah, and keep watching all our beautiful silsilas in this beautiful month, alhamdulillah, of Rabiul Ghaus. Alhamdulillah, many, many programs have been set up for us in this beautiful month. And may Allah continue showing special mercy upon us, inshallah. Keep watching Madani Channel, and only Madani Channel. Allah karam, aisa kare tujhpe jahan mein. Ae Dawat Islami, teri dhoom machi ho. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
The special favor of Allah. Friend.